There's been a lot of controversy over how the tiny Persian Gulf nation of Qatar is hosting the World Cup. Like many in the Gulf, Qatar's economy relies on migrant labor. As NPR's Lauren Freyer reports, for many workers from South Asia, the World Cup brings mixed feelings.
Kids have gathered in a park on Mumbai's outskirts, tossing around a ball. Do you know the World Cup?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo?
Yeah.
What about Messi?
Messi.
Sitting on a park bench nearby is Ashwini Kumar, for whom scenes like this are painful. They remind him of his big brother. We used to play together like these kids, he says. His brother Vinod loved soccer and was thrilled to get a job 3 years ago in Qatar, building its World Cup stadiums. But Vinod never came home. He's one of what Qatari authorities say is hundreds, and human rights investigators say is thousands of World Cup workers who died there. The Kumar family never really got answers. Ashwini says they were told various things, that Vinod died by suicide or in a workplace accident. He does remember his brother saying he had to do tasks he wasn't trained for, like firefighting. The company never even sent home his stuff. Vinod was 28. He has a widow and a 2.5-year-old.
The world should remember this while watching our favorite teams in these air-conditioned stadiums.
Namrata Raju is an economist and researcher with Equidem, a labor rights group that interviewed about 1,000 laborers in the lead-up to this World Cup.
They allege really worrying things, nationality-based discrimination, wage theft, and there were a lot of cases of overwork, varying forms of forced labor or other forms of modern slavery.
Now, Qatar says it's faced unfair scrutiny, and that conditions have actually gotten better because of this World Cup. Hassan Al-Tawadi, the official in charge of World Cup infrastructure, spoke at a think tank conference this fall.
What the World Cup did was it allowed for a significant number of reforms to be accelerated.
But workers returning from Qatar say enforcement has been shoddy, especially with subcontractors. By phone from Nepal, a worker named Anish Adhikari tells me how he had to take out a loan to pay a recruiter $900 to get him a job with a construction company owned by the Qatari royal family. It took him half a year to earn that money back, at a salary that was much less than what he was promised. He left Qatar, still in debt, after backbreaking work in 125-degree heat. But a small part of him is also proud. To have helped build the glimmering golden Lusail Stadium, which will host the World Cup final. I ask if he'll be watching. He doesn't have a TV, he says, or much data on his phone. It's expensive. Back in the Mumbai park, Ashwini Kumar, who lost his brother, says he's not watching either. It was my brother who loved soccer, he says, and he died for it. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.